who you are,
what you did,
or what's happened before.
I want you to know that it's never too late for your fresh start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Today we will continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis, or The Crisis of Faith, and I'm going to do part two where I left off last time on the paradox of faith. Jesus made a statement through the Apostle Paul, the Holy Spirit, speaking through Paul in the book of Romans, chapter 12, where he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. He goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The systems of this world, whether overtly or covertly, whether out in the open or in a hidden manner, is always seeking to conform us. Always, there's always something trying to get you to think a certain way. Have you ever been sold something you didn't need? Someone's got a house full of stuff we don't need, never used, never opened. But the salesman was so convincing. For that moment, you just knew you had to have that. We are constantly influenced to conform to a mode of thinking, to think that we need something, to think that there's a lack of something, to think that we can't get along without something. But the Lord says, be not conformed to this world. It's seeking to shape thought patterns. But he says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When we are transformed through the renewing of our mind, which is renewed by the word, then we can prove something. That the word of God is true, that God is real, that he can save, he can change a life. He'll do what you cannot do. So having said that, there's a war that is waged for the soul of men. And when we talk about soul in this context, we're not talking about his spirit, but rather his mind. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks, so is he. Our spirit, when we are born again, when we are saved, when we actually have that encounter with God and we say yes to Christ as our Savior, our spirit is saved. Our spirit is born again, recreated. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All those old things are passed away. All things there have become new. The challenge is that we are yet in the world. Our spirit is connected to God in the spirit dimension, in the heavenlies. We have been raised up and we are seated with him. But the reality, our body and our soul are here. And so now the Lord says, be not conformed to this world. So there's a transformation that has to take place, because sometimes when you're saved, your thinking hasn't changed. Even the most saved person, no matter how long you've been saved, there are still areas in your thinking that may not be Christ-like. It may not be sinful, but it may not be Christ. So we have a warfare here. I like to refer to that message some years ago that God gave me the title to it. It was God Talks Nonsense. And you have to think about that a moment for it to make sense. But God talks nonsense. He doesn't speak to us necessarily on the sense level. He's not speaking to us according to our sight or just our hearing with the natural ear or how we feel. Sometimes the Holy Spirit makes you feel good. I wouldn't serve a God that wouldn't make me feel good sometimes. He gives you joy. But see, that joy is not predicated on how you feel or on a condition that you might be in. There are things that kind of escalate our joy, but the root source of our joy is not found in the natural realm. So you and I, we have a dilemma because we've been born again from above, but we're yet here in this world. So every day I get up, I got to adorn myself with some armor. I got to dress myself and get ready for some battle, because once you step outside, or let me say, once you get up, the world is waiting on you to conform you to how they think, to make you think like they're thinking, to make you act like they want you to act, to draw on your strength. Do you know the devil, he lives off the life of the saints. He's already got the world. The only way he can derive life is from the saints. Everybody else is dead in their sins and trespasses. So that's why he wages war to draw. See, it's like a spider. The analogy of a spider, when a spider spins his web, he waits on the innocent mosquito or fly or whatever it is to get caught in the web. And he lets it get caught in the web, and it's there fighting. Sometimes, you know, I've watched this thing myself. I've watched this before. And I watched them fight, and then they get away. But a lot of them fight until they don't have no fight left. And once they stop, the spider knows. And he comes, he crawls on over, he pokes them and poisons them. He doesn't kill them. See, the devil can't use you if you're dead. So he pokes them, he spins them up, and they're alive. So he waits. This is how a spider works. He waits. When he wants to nourish himself, he goes and he sucks the life out of them while they're alive. And, you know, that's a good analogy of how our enemy or how this system, come on, this system works like that. How much of your money is tied up in the system? Whose Bentley have you paid for? Whose office is on the 17th floor of some building? You never met them. But they're behind the credit card that charges you 29% interest that you maxed out, that you'll be paying for. Look, it got quiet in here. That you'll be paying for the next 25 years. The system. So this system, whether it be monetarily, whether it be educationally, psychologically, physically, or even spiritually, tries to suck you in to live off of you. Have we established that fact? So there's a warfare. That's why Paul said, be not conformed. Don't subject, don't give in to the pressures of this world to conform. The world has an attitude. The church should have another type of attitude. The world has its way of doing life. The church should have its way of doing life. Hello? The world will mistreat you and abuse you, but the church can't go that way. We got to do life different. That's where the battle comes in. Because they'll test you and provoke you and try to get you in to doing life like they do it. That's how the devil is. He'll try to lure you in, whatever it takes to lure you in to conform you. You say you're a Christian and you go to church on Sunday, but you're conformed to the ways of the world. So having said all that, we're going to continue in what I've entitled The Paradox of Faith. The word paradox simply means a statement contradictory to common sense, yet true. A statement contradictory, and this is out of the Webster's Dictionary, contradictory to common sense, yet true. The paradox of faith. How many know faith is very contradictory to common sense? My goal as an under shepherd is to try to convince you and to impart to you a dimension of faith to operate in where you can walk in victory in your life. Imagine all of us walking in victory, total victory every day in faith. What is it that we could not accomplish for God? But the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of struggle in here. And you know why? Simply because to some measure, there's conformity to the way of the world. Look here, you know, since this economic shaking and all that, the news from the world, what have people done? People have downsized. They've gotten rid of stuff. They cut off all the extras, and not even sometimes extras, necessity, they cut them off. What have a lot of the saints done? Same thing. You know, out of fear, people have backed up. Because the news coming across the airways is about the economy. People have been afraid about losing their jobs, and, you know, losing their homes, and, you know, this, that, what we're going to do. Look at somebody telling, we're going to believe God. Listen, see what happens in times like that, people start slowing down. But see, the faith paradox says in times like that, you don't slow down. That's when you pick up. That's the faith paradox. See, God hadn't changed. Instead of living by a lot of other things, we must learn to live by principle. Certain things don't change. God hasn't changed. As a matter of fact, there's a verse in Proverbs, we'll springboard off of this in our seminar, that says, there is that scatters and increases, but there is that withhold more than is meet, but it tends to poverty. That's how we think. That has to do with how we think. Wait a minute, you tell me if I give more, if I do more in this economy. Now see, that's not the thinking of the world. The thinking of the world is to draw back, is to pull in, is to slow down. But God's principles haven't changed. How are we going to change an economy if all we do is conform to it? How are you going to change your situation when all you're doing is going by what you heard, not by what you believe, what they say, who are the experts? I've always wondered, who are they? You know, they say, who are they? Are they even saved? Do they have the Spirit of God? Are they conformed to the world too? What well are they drinking from? Where'd they get their information?
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of our series entitled, The Faith Crisis. Today's message is entitled, The Paradox of Faith, Part 2. Romans 12:2 states, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The systems of this world are always seeking to conform us. Once we were saved, we were and are no longer ruled by sin, nor are we bound by the principles of this world. As we mature in Christ, our interest in the things of this world decrease more and more. As the body of Christ, we are here to prove what is true, and that is the Word of God. With that being said, we have a daily warfare here on earth. We must rise adorned with the armor, because the world and Satan are waiting to draw off of you. Satan lives off the life of the believer when flesh is on display. As believers, we should be set apart from this world.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.